Well, Lauman Abner's dentist discovery, Dr. Samuel W. Snide, is not turning out nearly so well as they hoped he would. In fact, he has so far acted his dental work in favor of demonstrating the standing broad jump to willing observers. So the old fellows are taking steps to get rid of him. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner, the child of Down Store and Library. Cedric is just entering. Listen.
Wonderful world.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Come on in. Oh, come in.
I'm already in.
Oh, well, come on back and sit.
Oh, thank you. Well, what was Mr. Lum wanting to see me about, reckon?
Oh, he wanted to get a tote around a batch of handbills, Cedric. He ain't brung them from the printing shop yet, but he ought to be back here any minute.
Well, I don't know if I can wait that long, though. I ain't got much spare time today. I've got some extra work to do.
Oh, over at the defense plant, you mean?
No, I'm down at Mr. Luke Spears' restaurant.
No, me, you ain't working down there too, are you, Cedric?
No, Mom, but I got to get in some extra games on the pinball machine. I missed out altogether yesterday.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
I'm way behind on my quota this week.
Uh-huh.
Way behind on my quota. That's what they say down at the defense plant.
Uh-huh.
Don't know if I'll ever catch up. Maybe I'll run into a bottleneck. I don't know.
A bottleneck?
Yes, Mom.
Well, did you cut yourself?
No, Mom, I don't think so.
Well, you better be more careful after this, Cedric. You're liable to get infection if you run a piece of that glass in your finger. Whereabouts did you run into this bottleneck?
Well, I never run into none. I just heard Mr. Walt talking about that over at the plant. He claims he's always run into them things.
Oh, well, homie, I ain't got time to worry about Walt Bates. He can't watch where he's going. A man as old as he is, well, there ain't nothing I can do about it. He'll just have to cut himself a few times on them bottlenecks, and then maybe he'll learn himself a lesson to watch for him.
Well, I reckon I better get down to the restroom.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. You don't need to play that idiotic pinball machine all the time.
I'm way behind on my quota, though, Mr. Abner, way behind.
Well, now, Lum will be back any second now. He says these handbills are awful important.
Well, what are them handbills for, anyway? Is that a circus or something coming to town?
Oh, no, Cedric. They're announcing that Lum's a new dentist in town.
Mr. Lum's a dentist now?
Yeah.
Well, what about Doc Snide? Is he leaving town?
He is. Just as quick as we can get shut of him. I'll tell you, Cedric, that feller ain't done a lick of dentist work since he got here. Just borrows money from me and Lum and eats might not everything in the store. That's all he does. And, of course, does a standing broad jump all the time over at the schoolhouse with the young ones.
Yes, Mama, I seen him doing that. I out-jumped him, though.
You did?
Yeah, and so did Pee-wee Adams and Shrimp Blevin.
Well,
boy, does Mr. Doc get mad.
Got mad, huh?
Yes, Mama, he kept showing us that medal he won and said that proved that we couldn't beat him. But we done it just the same.
Well, I'm glad you done it. He's too old to be doing that anyway.
Yes, Mom.
Just good enough for him, Cedric.
Is Mr. Lum going to college to take up dentistry, or does he already know all about it?
Oh, no, Cedric. He just found a book in our library over there, and he's reading that. Started it last night. Going to finish it up tonight, he says.
Is that all you have to do, just read a book?
Well, it is if you're smart enough, Lum says. He says it's got pictures in it and shows how to pull a tooth and everything like it. I might take it up myself. I don't know, Cedric.
Well, you going to be a dentist too, Mr. Evans?
I might. See, I've done got Lum's old job. I got advanced from assistant to full assistant now.
Ooh. Is that good? That's
an
importance job, huh?
Why, sure. It's awful important. A lot of stuff to do in that, Cedric. Well, for instance, yesterday I had to write up an ad for Lum and send it to the weekly paper. I done that.
Oh, I do know. All by yourself?
Huh? Yes, sir. I done it all by myself. Wrote it in my own handwriting, too. It's a good one, I'll tell you that. I can't hardly wait to see it in the paper and know I'm a writer and going to send one a copy of it to little Pearl at her Cedar Paul's writing now.
Yeah, you're getting the importance, ain't you?
Oh, I am, Cedric. I am. Getting to be quite executive, I reckon. Quite executive. Yes, sir.
Well, I wish to use my uncle.
See, this whole idea of getting shot of Doc Snide was something I studied up too, Cedric.
Oh, goodness. I admire you to death.
Well, sir, I don't like to cast favors right in my own face, Cedric, but I was the one that seen that Doc Snide wasn't doing no actual dentist work. Lum never would have saw it.
Yes, Mom. He wouldn't have.
No. Takes a fella like me to see them things.
Hmm.
I reckon you could say that I'm even a little more important around here now than Lommy is.
That's all I want to know. I'll get you to pull my teeth for me, then.
Well, I'll do it, Cedric, as soon as I read the book. Tell you, it's just getting to where my, everything around this store here depends on me.
Hmm.
All the ideas that's had around here... Oh, wait a minute, Terry, come.
Mom.
Cedric, don't mention none of this stuff that I've been telling you to Lommy, will you?
Well, why don't you want me to mention it?
Why, just core. I don't want to hurt Lom's feelings, Cedric. You know, I don't say a word.
Well, howdy, Lom. Did you get the handbills all right?
Yeah, finally got them. Oh, hello, Cedric.
Hey, let me see them, Lom.
Hello, Mr. Lom.
Here, let me open up the package and take a look at them, Lom.
No, wait now. Don't get them spread all over the store.
What was you saying about everything around the store here?
Cedric, just don't talk about anything else now. I want to look these handbills. Don't interrupt Lom. He's got something to tell us.
Well, you said everything around here depended on you or something. I never did hear what you said.
Cedric, I don't think I was talking about the store, maybe.
Here, Cedric.
I said over at my place.
You take this batch of handbills here and take them around town and distribute them.
Don't tell Elizabeth that.
Give him 50 cents out of the cash drawer, Edna.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I want you to leave a stack of them at the barber shop and some over at the gas station and some down at the restaurant.
Yes, Mom, well, I got to go to the restaurant anyways. Got some stuff to take care of down there.
Well, I hear you better go to the restaurant the last place then, Cedric. You never will get nowheres else. And here, there's your 50 cents for delivering the handbill.
Well, much obliged.
It's
like a half
right.
Dollar, don't it?
Now, hurry up now. Get on your way, Cedric. And now, don't put none of them bills in the stove or under any culverts or anything like that now.
Come on, Mom, I won't. So long.
Yeah, so long, Cedric.
Yeah, so long, Cedric.
Let me take a look at one of them handbills now, Long.
Well, they're just the same as what I had you write in that ad for the weekly newspaper.
Oh.
You got that sent out all right yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, sent it right in. Told them to put it in great big black letters, too.
Good. Bigger the letters, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Did it say Dr. Lum Edwards, high-class dentist, in it?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know, I believe I just put out for the medicated profession, Evan.
You was,
it just seemed sort of natural for me to be called doctor somewhere or other.
All right, doggies, wait a minute, Lum. I'll put something in the ad that you ain't got in this handbill, I see that. See right here? I wrote Phil's teeth and pulls them out.
Phil's teeth and pulls them out?
Yeah, I had that in there.
Gee, that don't sound like much of an advertisement.
Huh?
Well, it sounds like every time I fill a tooth, it starts decaying, has to be pulled out. That ain't good advertising.
Well, I tried it the other way around. That never seemed right neither. Said pulls teeth and fills. No sense in filling a tooth after it's been pulled out long.
Well, I ain't got time to worry about that no way. I gotta get back to my reading. It's going to take me longer to get through that dentist book than I figured it would. That thing ain't easy reading, I'll tell you that.
It ain't, huh?
No. Whoever wrote it must not have been very smart.
Hmm.
Can't make out hardly half of it.
Well, will that keep you from being a dentist?
Oh, no. I'll get it all right. A lot of big words in it, but of course I understand all of them.
Ah.
I know one thing, though. As soon as I get started here, I'm going to write a dentist book myself. One that folks can understand. A good, simple one.
You reckon I could understand it?
Yeah, I don't know if I could make it that simple or not. I'll try, though.
Well, good for you.
Has Doc Snide been in here yet today?
No, I ain't seen him at all. More likely doing a standing broad jump somewhere.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, I'm glad he ain't come in yet, because I ain't studied up just how to tell him he's all through here. Sort of dread the job.
Well, he ain't doing no good here. That's a cinch, Long.
No, but he ain't a bad feller, Abner.
No.
I think he means well. He just don't know his business is all. Leastways, he don't take care of it.
No, if he stays here another week, why, he'll run us a furry in debt we never will get out either.
Oh, you gotta get shut of him. You know two ways about that. But it's still a hard thing to tell a man.
Yeah, by the way, Lom, it's the mail come for you today. The letter here is addressed to the Justice of the Peace. I got it in my pocket here, Summers.
Justice of the Peace?
Yeah.
I reckon what that's about.
Yeah, more likely somebody wanting to get married. Here it is right there. Looks sort of important, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it say, Lom?
Let's see.
Huh?
Wait till I get it open. I can't read clean through the envelope, can I?
Huh?
Let's see here. Mr. Lom Edwards, Justice of the Peace, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear Sir. We have information that a Mr. Samuel W. Snide is in Pine Ridge advertising himself as a dentist.
advertising yourself.
This man has no dentist license, and...
Dentist license? Do you have to have a license for that?
Granny looks like it. Has no dentist license, and therefore is guilty of a misdemeanor punishable by fine and imprisonment.
Oh, my goodness.
If this man is practicing in your community, we authorize you as Justice of the Peace to arrest him and hold him until we... Oh, my goodness. Abner, do you know what this means?
It means you got to arrest Dr. Snyder.
It means more than that. It means I got to arrest myself, too.
Huh?
I'm just as guilty as he is. I ain't got no license, neither.
Yeah, but, Mom, you ain't actually done no dentist work.
No, but I got all that advertising out already. According to the letter here, that's all it takes to get thrown into the penitentiary. Granny, let me get to that phone.
Hey, who are you going to call, a Squire Skin?
Abner, you run down the street and find Cedric.
Find Cedric?
Yeah, gather up every single handbill he's give out so far and don't let him hand out... Hello, Mamie? Hurry up and connect me with the newspaper office. This is Lom Edwards. Oh, I'm fine. Just hurry up with the call. Mom? Abner's fine, too. Hurry up, Abner, and catch Cedric before he gets too far.
I'll catch him all right. I'll get him.
Well, we can't let a single one of them handbills get out, or else I'll be spending the rest of my life in the pen. Hello, is this a newspaper office? Well, listen, I put an ad in there, and I don't want it to run. No, in this week's paper. When do you start printing? You what? Oh, my goodness, Abner.
What's the matter?
They've done run them off.
Huh?
Yeah, and even got some of them in the mail, all right. I'm ruined, that's what I am. Plum out and out ruined.